Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody. Those of you watching on the live stream, we welcome you. We're going to continue our study that we've been doing the last few weeks on salvation. We started out looking at God's love, and that was a nice, sunshiny, sparkly, unicorn type of lesson there, God's love. Then the next week, we looked at the wrath of God. And then we started looking at what we have to do, what we can do to avoid that wrath. And we looked at the lesson of hearing the word of God and believing in Jesus as the Son of God, believing in the Word of God itself. Last week we looked at kind of taking it a step farther, is that if you believe, why would you continue going down the same path of sin that you had once you'd heard the Word of God and made that choice to believe? We looked at repentance last week. Well, today, I'd like for us to look at the idea of confessing that belief. Belief is more than just an inward mental acceptance, but that we have to confess it. We have to express it. Now, we're going to focus today mostly on the idea of verbal confession before men. Although this wouldn't be a bad lesson down the road, we can confess more ways than just verbally. We're going to focus today on the verbal. But this reminds me of a story, and I'm sure it's based on some reality. It's probably one of those preacher stories that used to drive a point home. But there was a young man that was graduating high school, and the parents were worried he was gonna go off to college in another state. And this young man had grown up around Christians. He was active with the youth group, and all of the friends he had were kids that went to church. And now he's going away for the first time. Had never really been away from home much, and he's going out of state to go to college. And his mom and dad worried, are people going to tease him? You know, are they going to make fun of him that he's a Christian and all this stuff? And so they pack him up, they send him off, and he comes home at Christmas break, and the topic of discussion comes around, how was it? Were you teased? Were you made fun of? Did you lose any friends or anything because the college life, you don't do the things that people do. Were you teased? Were you persecuted in any way? And the young man said, no, everything was fine. And really? How was that? He goes, I never told anybody. I never told anybody that I was a Christian. So, he didn't suffer. He didn't suffer any harsh words. He didn't suffer any teasing. Why? Because he didn't tell them. He didn't let them know that he was a Christian. This is me. This is not something that you got to do. I'm not even saying, I'm suggesting it. One thing I try to do in my life, work, the checker at the grocery store that I see, I know the store better than the people that work there. I'm there every day. But whether it's the checker or just people I run into, I try to make it a point to let them know I'm a Christian. Not only may it open a door for them, but mainly it puts pressure on me. It puts pressure on me. I try to let them know, people at work, as early as I can, when I know somebody, that I'm a Christian. Maybe, you know, talking to the checker at the store. So how was your weekend? Oh, good, blah, 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 blah. And they 99% of the time, it will come around. How was yours? Oh, it's good. Saturday did this. Me and my wife, you know, went to eat or something. And then Sunday we went to church. Just to get it out there. It puts pressure on me to live up to it. To live my life in a way that I'm confessing. Not only did I verbally confess it to them, but it may open a door for them down the road. Where do you go to church? People, I don't know about you. Are you the religious person at work that people come to when they have a question about the Bible? Because they know you go to church? Hey, I was reading the other day and I didn't understand this. I know you go to church all the time. I know you read the Bible. What does this mean? And it may open doors for them. In Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, there's our scripture reading. Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. That's a confession I want Jesus to make. Amen. On that, it's scary to even think about it when we think back to that lesson of God's wrath. But when we're standing before the throne of God, and the question is brought up about us, and Jesus says he's one of ours, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. But the opposite goes the same way. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. That could have disastrous results. Mm-hmm. That could be horrible for us. In Matthew 16:16, we see the great confession that Peter makes. Jesus was with his disciples, and he had asked them earlier in this passage, who do men say that I am? And they responded, you know, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, one of the prophets. And Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter speaks up, and in verse 16 he says, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus goes on to praise Peter for his great confession, and he goes on to say, just a couple of verses later, and on this rock I will build my church. Amen. The rock is that confession. Mm-hmm. The rock is the confession that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That's what the Christ church is built on. Amen. That rock. Peter made it. We made it. It is still being made. We had a baptism last Sunday night. It was, I hope Jay comes back, is able to come back tonight. We had a visitor that started watching videos on Video World Bible School and was watching lessons on that. It led him roundabout to watching some of our live streaming. And for the last few weeks, he's been watching that. He comes in kind of walking a few feet higher. He had him a brand new Bible. He comes to us. I think I need to be baptized. Well, let's discuss this real quick. And after a short conversation, we all came to the same decision. Yeah, you do. He made that great confession. It's the same confession Peter made. It hasn't changed. No secret handshake. No, well, what's the password this week? I know many of you have been in the military and you had passwords. You know, it changes so it doesn't fall into the hands of the enemy. Changes every so often. No passwords. This is the password. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's that great confession that we are still making today. Amen. In 1 Timothy 6, Paul is writing to Timothy. Timothy made that confession years after Peter did. And Paul wrote to Timothy, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Timothy made that same confession, and he did it in the presence of many witnesses. Paul would write to the Philippians in chapter 2. He's telling them that every knee is going to bow. And he says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're going to make that confession one way or the other. Wouldn't it be better to make it when it benefits us than when it's too late and you realize Jesus is the Christ and it's too late for me? But Peter made it. Timothy made it. Paul is telling the Philippians about this confession. The Apostle John wrote about it. In 1 John 4:15, he writes, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Now, we never want to take things out of context. We don't want, we're looking at this series as a whole compilation of what we need to do. It's not just, salvation just doesn't come from confessing that Jesus is the Son of God. Is that required? Yes. Is that the only thing we have to do? No. We never want to take scriptures out of context. But definitely, the Apostle John writes, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. We have that choice. Romans 10, starting in verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preached. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Don't be like our religious friends that will take that out of context and think that that's all you've got to do. Do you have to do this? Yes. Is this the only thing? Does it say on the instructions of the cake that you've got to add an egg? Yes. If you take it out of context and all you have is the egg, you're going to end up with scrambled eggs. I like scrambled eggs, but that's not a chocolate cake. If you take something out of context, it's not the complete. That if you confess with your mouth, this is what Jesus told his followers, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We've got to make that great confession, like Jesus says, before men. In Acts 8, we see a great example of somebody making that great confession. We've seen that Peter made that great confession. We know that Timothy made that great confession before many witnesses. We see the Ethiopian eunuch. You know the story, how the eunuch was studying the scriptures, was reading Isaiah, and he was brought together with Philip. And as they're studying the scriptures, he began right there in Isaiah and preached Jesus to him. And we pick up in verse 36. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Their study got around from Isaiah to about Jesus and baptism, and it clicked with the eunuch. As they're going down the road, he sees water. Well, if there's water, and if I'm to this point, why can't I be baptized? What hinders me? And we see in the next verse, "Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and says, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Amen. He made that confession and then was baptized. With the mouth, salvation comes. Is that the only thing we have to do? No. Is it required? Absolutely. Not everybody finds it easy to make that great confession. And again, down the road, I wouldn't mind doing a lesson on the different ways that we can make that confession. We're focusing today verbally because our main focus is Matthew 10, 32, and 33. Make that confession before men. Not everybody can always make that confession easily, even if they believe. Peter believed. Peter's the one that made that great confession there in Matthew. And we see later on, we see Peter denying that he even knew Jesus. One of his closest friends. So not everybody can make that great confession when the time comes, even if they do believe. In John 9, we have the account of the blind man being healed by Jesus. And the leaders wanted to try to condemn Jesus for this. They'd asked the man, how did this happen? They even tracked down his parents. And here, they're trying to pawn off. You ask our son. You ask our son about this. And we see in verse 22, his parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. They didn't want to be put out of the synagogue. A lot of people don't confess because they don't want to be put out of their synagogue. Whatever it is. Whatever their synagogue is. Their group of friends. People at work might look at you differently. Whatever it is. They don't want to be put out of their synagogue. In John 12, 42, a very sad passage to me. Very sad. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. They saw Jesus for who he was. They saw Jesus that he was the Son of God. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. And the very next verse it says, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They didn't want to suffer any of that condemnation or the ridicule. They believed, though. They just couldn't pull the trigger on making that confession. And it brings us back to the scripture we started with. Kind of full circle. Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. These are the words of Jesus. If you don't agree, if you don't like it, if you want to say he's saying something that he's not, take it up with him. I'm just reading what was written for us. Jesus himself said, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven. We have that choice. We have the choice after we've been exposed to the Word of God to believe it or not. To believe in Jesus or not. To believe in God or not. Those of us that choose to believe, we have that choice to continue in sin or to repent, to turn from that sin rather than to keep on that same sinful path. Once we do believe, we have the choice, do we confess it before men like we are told to do, or do we just keep it to ourselves? Next week, we're going to look at baptism. Hope it will be beneficial to you. Those of you watching on the live stream, I hope this series of lessons is educational and beneficial to you spiritually. The lesson is yours today. We will continue next week if you need to respond. We never want to break up an assembly without offering an invitation for people that if they need prayers, that if they need to be baptized, if they need to repent of sin, if they need prayers to help them with that, if they have problems that they're going through, whatever. If you'd like to identify with us as working and worshiping with us here at South Valley, you don't join South Valley. You're added to the Lord's church when you're baptized. But if you would like to work and worship with us at this location and would like to identify yourself with that, let us know. Whatever your need, please come forward, let your needs be known, and we'll address those as Daryl leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.